Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, March 27th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it is our joy each weekday morning to prepare these messages and our prayer. And we always say a prayer just before we do the podcast for the entire scope of the ministry is that we can encourage people today, including you. Today's message is titled, The Compassionate Touch. In the scripture text, and it's a description of something that Jesus did from Mark 4, verse 41.
Moved with compassion, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him.
Brooksine has a regular volunteer ministry in several area nursing homes and assisted living centers. She plays the piano and leads them in hymn sings. When time permits, she visits the residents one by one, coming to know many of them by name.
Some of the less acceptable people of society, though not necessarily elderly, also end up residing in these institutions. Due to their limited mental capacity or severe physical deformities, they've been delegated to these settings for necessary care. Many of them have a desperate need for loving human touch that stands in great contrast to mere medical procedures or hygiene assistance supplied by the medical and staff personnel.
Well, today's text again. The verse before states, a leper came to Jesus, beseeching him and falling on his knees before him and saying, if you are willing, you can make me clean. In the Bible times, leprosy was a disease that had severe social consequences. Throughout the Bible, you can read about this and thus the leper's extreme reticence in approaching the Lord. He was accustomed to being shunned and outcast from his peers, even his family.
Moved with compassion, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him. What Christ did in stretching out his hand and touching the leper was very significant. This man was so unaccustomed to human touch that this act of kindness by the Lord must have been extremely meaningful.
Try to imagine what it would be like to live devoid of the touch of other people, such as leprous people were consigned to. I am so blessed with a happy marriage. It'll be 32 years this May. So many other sources of compassionate human touch that I value and enjoy. In our home, we regularly enjoy a family hug, where we essentially gather in a huddle and all hug at once. I know many of you have similar blessings which can easily be taken for granted.
But there are many others who live in loneliness and crave human touch. Some of you listening to us know from personal experience just what I'm talking about. And we want to illustrate that by sharing this following true story.
Several years ago, a childless widow lived all alone. She made dinner every night for one and had conversation with none. Most of her closest friends had died. People rarely stopped by. Her phone never rang. She experienced a loneliness that grew day by day. She longed to fellowship with her brothers and sisters, to hear their conversation, and to feel their touch. Her fragile health forced her to be quarantined in her loneliness for a number of weeks.
One Sunday morning, she mustered all the strength she could to dress herself and get ready for church. Her anticipation grew as she thought about how good it would be to meet with others again. She pictured herself receiving a handshake, maybe a hug from her sisters in Christ. She needed to feel the warmth of someone's flesh besides her own.
Well, she attended the service, but returned to her home even more desperate and lonely. You see, the people didn't even notice her as they filed past her. No word of greeting, not one handshake was extended to this lonely widow. No warm conversation took place, such as, it's so good to see you again. We've missed you. How are you feeling?
Well, today, people all around you need the compassionate touch. For many, it's just one more component to wholeness. But others are sorely lacking and desperately desire for someone to reach out and touch them.
May we represent the body of Christ as we reach out as representatives of his compassionate hand extended.
My prayer today is a song that some of you will recognize, but it's also a prayer. Lord, lay some soul upon my heart and love that soul through me, and may I ever do my part to win that soul to thee.
Amen. That was a song I recall singing and Brooksine Rosewell in her Bible college years over and over as we prepared our hearts for ministry and our lives for ministry. Still a wonderful song and a prayer. Well, thanks for joining us today. We want to point out we do have an additional resource on the website today, it's about twice as long as a normal daily encouragement message, but a story that Brooksine just recently experienced that illustrates the importance of obeying the Lord and reaching out to one in need. And there's a link to that story from today's message. This is the message, again, prepared for Thursday, March 27th, 2008. Well, Brooksine wants to share something.
I just want to add a little note today. When I read the story that we shared today about the widow, I read it many years ago, and though I've lost the copy, the message has stayed in my heart, and it has served as a continual reminder not to overlook the quiet individual who may easily fade into the background of more prominent church personalities. And before this service begins every Sunday, and this is in our pastorate, and I continue to do that now, though we're not in a pastoral role full time, I make it a point to shake the hands of widows, widowers, and people that I know who have ongoing health challenges. And in the back of my mind, I always ask myself, who needs the human touch of a handshake or my hug today or a prayer?
Brooksine, why don't you just share a little bit just to explain, if they want to go to that story, what you wrote about?
Back in December, I met a woman named Sarah, and it was really much of what I just described now, seeking someone out that looked like they had a need, and she did. God met her need through me, and I thank God for speaking to my heart that day. And it was just, it had a good outcome, and I share the story a little more fully in our...
Yeah, you'll find a link to it from today's message for, again, March 27th, 2008. We also have several songs up today that we feel support the message, highlight the message. One of them is a great song many of you are familiar with by a group called Casting Crowns, and I have a video up of it called If We Are the Body. But we also have another one that is just a beautiful version of Jesus Loves Me. And it uses the same words as the great old song we sang as children, but a little bit more contemporary arrangement. It's really a blessing. So you have four different songs up that are available as audio links. Well, thanks for joining us today. Continue to faithfully serve the Lord. And once again, we challenge you today to look for those that need to see your hand extended with the compassionate touch of Christ's love.